Well, Jesus did pay it all, did he not? And especially because he did, he is worthy of us following him. And this morning, there are some people who have said, I want to follow him in baptism, and we're excited about that. We have been praying for the three of you as a staff and leadership and church, and we're excited about how God's going to use you today to be part of the message and speaking to our people. Just want to say a little bit about baptism before we actually begin to have the ceremony or that part of the service where we do the baptisms. Just want to give a few reminders here. One, Jesus was baptized, was he not? He was baptized, and we have an opportunity to follow in his footsteps and be baptized. We have the testimony of that in Scripture, and in part it's to serve as an example to us. We know that baptizing is something that's very important to God, and we know it was part of the Great Commission that Jesus gave at the very end of the book of Matthew when he speaks to the church and to the apostles at that time, and he told them, you might remember this amazing passage, he said, go into all the world and make disciples. Remember that? And then he says, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I've commanded. And then he gives this promise that as the church does this and is engaged in doing that, that he'll be with them always to the ends of the age. And so something very important here at this church is that we take Jesus seriously when he tells the church to be engaged in baptizing and making disciples. It's so fun when we get to be a part of that. So I'm looking forward to that today. Later on in the book of Acts, you've got Peter preaching and the word of God being preached, and you've got this command to repent and to be baptized. And there were those who followed in baptism. We recognize when we look at Scripture that there was this identifying with Christ that took place once someone trusted in Christ as their Lord and Savior. Very often one of the next steps that happened was they would go and identify themselves with Christ and be baptized. By the way, we're not being invaded right now. All of our youth are joining us because just a couple weeks ago, our leaders talked about what baptism was with them, and we just thought it'd be nice for them to be able to see and observe this today as well. Baptism ceremonies may look different in different places, and so I'm going to tell you a little bit about why we do it the way we do it at East Valley and what's happening, what you're seeing here. Couple things that we keep in mind is when we talk about baptizing or baptism, that the meaning of that word on a very regular basis is to immerse, to dip, to dunk is the idea. It was used of clothing, it was as it was being dyed and that sort of thing. And so we've got baptism taking place, and you'll recognize in a little bit that when we do that here at East Valley, we immerse people or dip people into this water. That's one of the things that's happening. That's the meaning of the very words that we have in the Bible for baptism. Second thing is the mode. How are we doing it? Well, we are going down into the water. People are brought down under the water, and they're brought back up out of the water. This is what we see happening in Scripture. This is what we saw happen with Jesus. This is what we see in the book of Acts with Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, that they went down into the water. They came up from the water. You've got folks in Scripture going to places where there was much water so that they could baptize. That's what it looks like here at East Valley Church. And I don't know how many gallons of water in there, Pastor Pat. Any idea? 250 gallons, twice the size of a fish tank I once had. So we've got a little bit here, a background on the word's meaning, the mode, or the way that we do it here. What's the picture of baptism? What are we seeing? One thing we want to keep in mind is that when you observe this physical act or ceremony that's taking place, that it's intended to depict a spiritual truth. That's something we should be familiar with, right? When we look at the little piece of bread and we look at the juice that we take on the first Sunday of every month, it's a physical picture of a spiritual reality, right? So we've got the same thing happening with baptism when that takes place. And we know that the Word of God says that Jesus died, that he was buried, that he was in the ground for 3 days, and that he was raised again, right? Then you've got those of us who have come to place faith in Christ and as our Lord and Savior. The Word of God tells us that we were identified with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. And in the next couple weeks, as we go back to the book of Galatians, we're going to see the Apostle Paul says, I was crucified with Christ, right? Now, was he there physically crucified on the cross with him? No, that took place in a spiritual sense. And so you got passages like Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4, which say, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we might too walk in newness of life. And so we know the Word of God says that Jesus Christ died, that he was buried, and that he rose again, and that when we trust in Christ as our Lord and Savior, we have been immersed into Christ, as it were. We have been identified with him in his death, his burial, and his resurrection, and we've been raised again unto newness of life. That's a beautiful picture that's being communicated as we watch baptism take place right in front of our eyes. In fact, you can think of it as you watch it, but it's a picture of what's at the heart of the gospel. And it's a part of why it's a testimony. You know, God didn't waste his word pictures when he gave them to us. They're intended to communicate something very powerful. And so you get to observe that today. And just by the physical act taking place, remember that there's a spiritual truth being communicated behind it. That's something to remember today. And then finally, I'll just call it the proclamation. Laura and Ryan and Miguel are proclaiming today that they want to follow Jesus. And they're going to share a little bit about their testimony and the difference that Jesus has made in their life. And why don't we begin by letting them know that they are at home here. They're in their home church with people that love them dearly, people that have prayed for them. And this is God's time to shine in your lives. And we'll be sure he gets the glory out of it as you come and testify, all right? So let's do that. We're going to begin with Miss Laura Macias. And she's going to be followed by Miguel and Ryan. And Pastor Pat is going to perform those, having been blessed to be a big part of their lives in youth ministry here at EVC. So, Laura, you ready to do this, sister? Let's do it. I'm going to meet you over there.